Never be a bully nor an asshole.
As always, I am Marsh, and I'm with Artie.
Hello.
Hi. So, we have some Reddit stories today, don't we?
We do. And I apologize for our last week's little break. We had a little busy period in school.
So, yeah. Real busy.
Okay. So, with the stories, can you please start?
I can start, yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I got this one from r/confession. And the title is, While My Neighbors Were Away, I Stole Liquor From Them.
What?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Alright, so, I'm gonna start right now. Since I, 20 female, began drinking more than a year ago, it has only gotten worse throughout college. All of my alcohol and other illegal items, pills, gummies, etc., were recently discovered and seized by my parents. So I have had to start over with what I have. Because it runs in my family, I'm concerned that when I become older, I'll develop alcoholism if I'm not already considered one. I couldn't resist myself when I saw their huge booze collection while I was house-sitting and boredly looked around the house. I am so sorry for what I did, but I am also frustratingly glad I can start drinking again. Even though I didn't take much, I couldn't read that word for a second.
Okay, it's okay, let's go.
Conflicted that I will get caught because I think the house has cameras. The worst part is that, in my opinion, I will wind up doing even worse things in the future just to get drunk. So that's the end of that one.
Jesus Christ. Who has cameras in their house and not even know about it? I assume the OP lives with their parents, right?
Yes, since their illegal stuffs were confiscated.
Oh, okay. So, it is really, like, bad of the parents to, like, not inform the child that, like, there might be cameras in the house. Like, who does that?
But also, like, OP didn't steal from their parents, they stole from their neighbors.
I mean, yeah, true. But, like, if there were cameras, hypothetically, wouldn't mm-hmm. it be, like, a bad idea to not tell the child? Because, you know, some people like to walk in the nude around a house.
That's true, but I've never heard of an instance where someone was, like, house-sitting for someone else and went out and about in that house completely naked.
I mean, yeah, true.
But, like, also, people are weird sometimes, so.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's my turn, right?
Yes, go ahead.
So this is a bit of a long one. So, like, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my sister to eat? Fun title, I know.
I think I actually saw this one.
Really?
I skipped over it, though.
I mean, it's a bit long.
Okay, go ahead.
Me, 17 male, and my brother Max, 19 male, have always been very good academically. At home, our fridge is full of our report cards and various achievements. Like, it's like not in the fridge, but like on the fridge with magnets put on. You know?
Yeah.
My sister, Fur, 14 female, on the other hand, not so much. It's quite hard to find anything that has Fur's name on the fridge. Not because she's the least favorite or isn't loved by my parents, but because she doesn't have any achievements and that sort of stuff. In hopes of helping my sister with her academics, my mom made me and Max tutor Fur with one of the subjects she's She was finding difficult. Max does maths while I do English, and my dad does science. I've enjoyed tutoring Fur, but it seems as if the feeling is not mutual. Example, last Friday, as I was tutoring Fur, she asked if she could quickly go to the toilet. I said yes. 10 minutes later, she had still not returned. When I went to check on her, I found her in the living room watching TV. Yesterday afternoon, Fur came to me and asked if I could please tutor her for her upcoming English test. I agreed, but only if she promised to pay attention this time. Fur promised she would, and for a while she said true to that. I was helping through something she found extremely challenging, and she was working with me until Max came home with McDonald's. Our parents are crazy healthy nuts, so fast food is a rarity in our house. Pearl looked ready to put everything down just to eat and started claiming that all the studies was making her hungry. I told Max that we were busy and he should just leave the food in the oven and we'd heat it later. At this, first started to whine, saying that I was being unfair by not allowing her a break. Max decided to side with her, even though he knows how much she needs this tutoring, and started saying that I was being too strict. Fur beamed at this and was ready to go downstairs to eat. Something in me snapped. After all these times of trying to get Fur's attention failed, the one time it was needed, she was going to leave it to eat McDonald's. I told her to not go, and she didn't listen. This angered me very much. She was still not listening to me. I raised my voice and asked Max as I yelled, and told her, "Fur, this is the reason why you're behind in all your classes. You're in all these extra classes like the piece of shit you are for no reason. Why won't you listen, you idiot?" She immediately began crying, loud, ugly sobs, after I had yelled, air quotes, at her while Max gave her a hug. When my parents came home, they were more annoyed that I had called my sister an idiot than the fact that she would not listen to me when I was repeatedly trying to get her to do some work. When I asked Max why he decided to side with Fur, he said that there was no point anyways because it was inevitable. She was going to fail. I'm sorry, English is not really good for me today.
Bestie, it's okay, I understand.
Like, I can't speak, I just can't.
It's okay.
Fur won't even look me in the eyes, but she's been all over Max for helping her that afternoon. Feels like everyone forgets that she's 14, not 4, because she's the youngest. Am I the asshole for wanting my sister to do some work? Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this one, because, like, on one hand, I understand where OP is coming from. Because he wants to help his sister, that's understandable. But also, studying takes so much energy, and you're so fucking hungry afterwards.
I mean, true.
Like, when I was 14, I did not study as much as I do now, and, even last year I needed to take some more classes, like private tutoring and stuff, so I would regularly go, like, hours, like, most of the day just studying and not eating, so...
That does not sound healthy.
I needed help 14, with chemistry and math, bestie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When I was 14, I was definitely studying a lot more than I do now. And like, you know, I would like, I had this like a quick smart time. I have like this like studying schedule that my chemistry teacher proposed to me. Like at school, I do 40 minutes of studying, and then a 10 minute break, you know? And that actually helps for some reason. Like, no. But yeah, this guy is an absolute dickhead.
Yeah, he
And
was very harsh.
yeah. I don't like him. I don't like him one bit.
Yeah, neither do I.
If we were score asshole points so that from like 1 to 5, I'd say he gets like a 1 to like 1.5. Something in between that. Okay, so your turn.
Yeah, sorry, I was I was claiming my daily stuff from Genshin.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm
Yeah,
back
I
to the
can't blame you.
story now. This is a little bit of a short one. This is also from r/confession. And it's titled, oh, just reading the title makes me like physically ill, so you know it's gonna be fun.
Oh God.
I used to fake seizures for attention, but don't anymore.
Oh no. What the actual fuck?
I know. Okay. We shall continue. I used to fake epilepsy to get attention. I have some real medical problems, orthopedic, and I have had multiple surgeries on my legs starting at the age of 15. And I guess because of the attention I got from my real medical problems, it made me want to get attention for other things, so I pretended to have seizures. It started in college at the age of 19. I feel so bad about this and ashamed. I was hospitalized a few times and even put on medication. I told my family it had turned out to be a fainting spells from low iron levels and stopped doing it years and years ago. And so I was on meds only briefly. But there's still some old schoolmates who think I have epilepsy. Oh God. And I don't know if I should tell them. We aren't really friends or in contact anymore, and it's been years since I left high school. Since I left school, sorry. But I know their phone numbers, etc. I know it's totally sick and wrong. I just don't know why I did it. I feel horrible.
Jesus Christ.
People like
Yikes.
this are the reason that people with actual medical conditions like this oftentimes don't get treatment.
Exactly. Like, No, absolutely not. Like, I'm lost for words. Like, it's bad. Like, how? Like, what? What's the word for it?
What are you trying to describe?
Like, I don't know if it's called narcissistic or attention seeking. What would be better?
I mean, the OP literally said that it was attention seeking.
Well, then I'm gonna put it as attention seeking. Like, the attention seeking in this post is like I would say a fuck ton more than those who those attention seekers like Kylie Jenner, Hailey Bieber, and that sort of stuff. Like,
Because I feel like people like that, more want to shine about the positive qualities that they have, but this person wants to, fake something more considered, problematic. I don't want to use the word problematic, but you know what I mean.
yeah, I do.
And
Yikes.
people in my school also, I mean, they don't fake seizures, but they fake having medical conditions.
they a lot of people do fake medical conditions, and I hate that. I really hate
Me
that.
Too. Like, I'm not even gonna get into that because we'll be here all day.
Yeah, we would be here all day. Okay, my story. So, this was posted on r/Betty Revenge, you know.
Oh my god, and I love it.
I do love it too. And the title is Spam Callers Donate to Charity. We love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My wife gets a lot of spam calls. I get very... Hold on. I get a lot of them due to it being on an unlisted number. Normally, we just put the phone down on them, but a poster on another group suggested getting the callers to call another number. Example, one that you donate a fixed amount to a charity. Here in Finland, we have a charity called... I'm not going to even try to pronounce that. It's basically a famous charity for children's welfare. They have a donation number, 08-0600-17000.
Mm-hmm.
The caller. Can I interest you in subscribing to me? Yes. Caller. Great. Me. My phone's battery is very low. Can you call me back on my work number? I'll get transferred directly to my computer. Caller. Yes. Me. 0600-17000. Call me back in a minute, please. Caller. Yes. Me. No, not me. Hold on. 10 minutes later, I get a rather irate call about that they called the number 5 or 6 times, but only got the donation line. I calculated that about 30 euros they donated. I do feel a little guilty doing this to someone who is just trying to earn a living, but spam callers are an absolute pain. Getting a call at 11 in the evening, for example, and the few are quite aggressive. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story. It is, like, absolutely genius for spam callers.
For real. It's also going towards a good cause. That's why I love it.
It is. It is going to a good cause. Like, I love this idea. I should do that too. I really should do that.
This is like an unrelated revenge plan, but it's also very petty, and I'm going to tell you about it like after we're done recording.
Oh, okay. Please do. Please do.
I will.
Okay, it is your turn.
It is. There was this one juicy one I found. Let me quickly find it. Oh. Found it. Oh, this is from the subreddit r/AmITheDevil, which basically takes, like, the juiciest Am I the Asshole posts and reposts those posts on the subreddit.
Oh my. Oh my, that sounds intriguing.
Yes, and it's scrumptious. And the title is, oh, Am I the Asshole for Calling My Gay Nephew a Queer?
Oh my, okay.
Mm-hmm. Long story short, me and my wife were visiting my brother Ben, who I haven't seen in about a year, as he lives on the other side of the country. We were having dinner with him, his wife, and his son Tom, 16 male. As we were eating, Tom asked, is it okay if I invite my boyfriend to play some video games tomorrow? And his dad said, sure. I was a bit shocked by what I had heard, since I had no idea Tom was gay. He seemed like a very masculine boy who was into sports cars, WWE, working out, etc. I asked him, oh, Tom, so you have a boyfriend now? And he said, yes. I then said, wow, I had no idea you were a queer.
Oh.
I thought all of the girls in school would be falling for you by now. My brother and his wife, and Tom all looked at me, and his wife told me that what I said was highly inappropriate and that the word queer is offensive. At this point, Tom excused himself and went to his room. I said that I didn't mean to offend him and that in the future I would use gay or whatever other term they deem appropriate. The rest of the evening was quiet, quite awkward, and we didn't talk much. I could sense my brother and his wife were frustrated. After we left, I discussed this with my wife, and she didn't think I did anything wrong. She was as shocked as me about Tom, by the way. Looking back now, I am wondering if I could have handled this differently. So, do you think, am I the asshole in this situation?
Huh. This is a good story.
It really is.
Like, it really shows you, like, anybody could literally be anything in the world. Like,
exactly.
Like, I mean, I know I have those type, have like these jock type of kids in my class, and like,
I know you do.
You know too. And like, I for sure know that he is definitely not queer, which I'm extremely sad about, but we move on, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I frankly don't think it's on. He's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
This what were their relationship? Were they brothers, brothers-in-law, or what?
It was like the OP has a brother, and he called his brother's son a queer.
Brother's son.
So his nephew.
Okay, that changes a little bit, but I don't think he is, you know, an asshole, because it is a really, like, a funny joke to make. I like when those type of jokes are made. I don't like people, when those jokes are made, are overreacting, like, in this situation. The people who, like, told him that he was stepping out of line, that he was an asshole. That's overreacting. I do not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are my thoughts on it. What are yours?
In my humble opinion, I genuinely don't think that OP meant to cause any harm, and I think he just hasn't been exposed to the LGBTQ community enough to, like, know what could be considered offensive or what could not be considered offensive. Because in my experience, just saying, like addressing someone as queer, like, oh, you're queer, is, like, usually not considered offensive by most of the community, but adding the A could be considered a little, you know, eh.
Yeah.
But I genuinely don't think that he meant to cause any harm, and I didn't find an update to this story, but I'm assuming that he could have apologized for his behavior.
I mean, yeah. Then again, what do the people in the comments say?
Let me check. Hold on, let me find it, because I screenshotted it.
Ah,
so.
Classic.
It's just easier for me.
I mean, yeah, true.
I can't find it, like, currently, but when I skimmed through the comments earlier, it basically just said, like, maybe, like, correct your wording a little bit, but, like, other than that, you're not the asshole.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, I found the post.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so the comments are basically in agreement. They're like, some people in the community could find it offensive, but some people also, like, don't consider it that offensive, and, like, it's just basically, like, you know, the comments are basically just, like, you know, this is what's cool for me, this is what's not cool for me, it's, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. For me, it's, like, depending on who says it, I will find it offensive or not. Like, mm-hmm. if it's like a ninth grader trying to, like, bullyish me, but, you know, when they say, oh, so you're a queer, in, like, a bullyish tone, mm-hmm. then of course I'm gonna find it offensive.
Yeah.
But if one of my friends say it, or, like, some random person says it in a, not, like, a offensive tone, but in, like, you know, a genuine surprise tone, then of course I'm not gonna find it offensive.
Yeah, of course not.
Okay. So, my turn.
Yes, and I'm excited.
So, this again is from r/pettyrevenge. And the title is A Dirty Kiss, A Dirtier Marriage. It's juicy, I think. I haven't read it. I just found it just now. I was just going to read it. I just found it, so, you know.
Oh, so we're going to have some genuine reactions.
Exactly. Okay, let's start, I guess. A few months ago, I went to a singles mixer in a bar. All was going well, and I got to chatting to a lovely lady who told me she had recently widowed to a man called Dennis. We hit it off, and we separate from the event, and I ordered us some food and drinks. She told me about how much of an amazing job her deceased ex had, and that she had loads of money and didn't mind spending it and got a huge payout. But this was after I said I would cover it. Personally, as someone in a decent job, meeting someone who is well off is just not essential for me. Fast forward to her telling me about the luxury cars and expensive holidays she had, but suddenly her phone rang and she began act a bit shady and tried turning her phone so I couldn't see. The night went on, and at one point we had a passionate kiss. Her mouth tasted like some sort of divine ashtray. Eventually, she went to the bar to order drinks, and she left her phone on the table, and lo and behold, Dennis is calling again. His name calling with a heart beside it, too. I just watched it ring, then a message pop up saying, "Baby, where are you?" No, it was like, "Baby, when are you back from Sarah's? I'm so horny for you." That's when I knew she was just out cheating. She was clearly out for free food and drinks, and was going to go back to him then. I questioned her on it, and she immediately got defensive and started accusing me of looking through her phone, which I didn't at all, and that she felt nothing when we kissed and said it was crazy. This was clearly her excuse to leave now, and she got some free stuff. Annoyed more by the fact that this poor guy didn't know she was cheating, later that night, I found the guy, Dennis, on Facebook, and it turned out they were married. I messaged him to say we had been out and explained the entire situation to him. He didn't seem to believe me at first, but as I told him the details of the conversation, he realized he was being played by her and was letting her live rent-free with him. He thanked me and said he'd sort it out. Well, a few days ago, I see her on Facebook complaining about how men are all pigs and that she had to move back in with her mother because he had kicked her out and wanted a divorce. She also is unemployed now because the location at her parents was too far away from her job. I'm so glad her phone was facing upright and I saw those calls and messages. but so glad I called her out and managed to get her caught by selling her husband. Don't waste my time and money again, or your ex's husband. I don't know what that last sentence meant. Anyways, that's the story.
The audacity of that woman.
I know.
Usually
in these situations, it's the men who are cheating. But no, not in this one, and I love it.
Yeah, like, at the start of the story, when it was, like, portrayed that the woman is, like, a widow and she's, like, crazy rich now, it reminded me, sorry.
It's okay.
It reminded me of this Latvian theater performance that I saw. And, like, I was like, oh, so she's, like, walking around, like, in these fancy dresses, and all these people are fawning over her because of her money. But then when you said, then when the truth was revealed, I was like, well, never mind.
Oh, God. But, yeah, this story. Petty Revenge has so many, like, juicy stories. I love it.
I know. It's like, chef's kiss.
Exactly. So, it's your turn.
It is. Oh, boy. Yeah. This one is, like, a tiny bit longer. But when I saw it, my jaw dropped.
Okay, you go ahead.
So this is also from r/AmITheDevil. You can clearly tell that I was very entertained by the subreddit.
Yeah, you can tell.
And the title is, Am I the Asshole for Not Letting My Daughter Go Out with her Friends? Now, the title seems unassuming, which I also thought, but then I read it, and I was proven wrong. I have a 16-year-old daughter, nearly 17. We'll call her Sarah. Now, Sarah was a good girl. She was the best child I could have ever asked for a young single mom. So well-behaved and easy to take care of. However, as she has gotten older, she's becoming increasingly difficult. Now, I put this down as a teenage moodiness and try not to let it affect me. A few years ago, when she was 14, Sarah and I fought and it ended up with me taking her phone. I went through it and found that she's been telling everyone she was, in quotes, non-binary, and asked her friends to call her Liz. I also found an Instagram story with her and another girl, we'll call her Kaylee, saying that she was her girlfriend. I immediately confronted her about it, upset that she had lied. That semester, when Sarah failed a class, for the first time ever, I realized she must have been distracted, and I got her to break up with Kaylee. As much as I have tried to keep them apart, sorry, I lost track of the post. As much as I have tried to keep them apart, including taking her phone and transferring her school, Sarah will not stop being friends with Kaylee even after they broke up. This morning, Sarah comes to me and asks if she can go out on the weekend to the mall with some of her friends. This is a usual occurrence. It happens every week, and I think nothing of it. I go through the usual spiel of where, what time, who's going to be there, and she tells me Kaylee will be there. I immediately shut it down and say no, there is absolutely no way she is allowed to go. I told her I do not like Kaylee and she needs to make new friends. She told me she has other friends, but Kaylee is her friend too. And then she then said I am controlling and determined to ruin her life. And the last little paragraph was like, am I the asshole? Whoa.
Yikes. Okay. That is... At first I was like, okay. But now, like, hell no. Absolute asshole.
For real.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the shit? Oh.
I will also say that under this post and like another one that I saved, there is like a little footnote since this was reposted by one of the mods saying, I'm a bot and this action was performed automatically. Please contact the moderators of the subreddit if you have any questions or concerns.
But I have some concerns, but okay, we're not going to get into that.
For real?
Absolute dickwad, I hope, you know. Yeah.
It's just so frustrating.
It is frustrating. Okay. As you are obsessed with your subreddit, I again forgot the name of. I'm obsessed with r/pettyrevenge because I have another one. It's a bit of a short one.
Oh my god, it's so fun.
It is fun. So, the title is, I watched my cat piss on my rapist's house. Let's get into it. It is exactly how it sounds. I live next door to the man that sexually abused me as a child. My cat is an indoor-outdoor cat and rarely uses her litter box. I was outside letting my dogs out, and my cat always comes out too, just to check things out and supervise, apparently. And I saw her run over to his house. This is normal. She's usually out and about doing her thing, but today I just so happened to look over. What do I see? My cat go up to the side of side of his house, get into the P formation, and then just proceed to piss on his house like a full out pissing, tail up, pissing as high as she can on this man's house. I don't know how long she's been doing this or how many times she has, but I gotta say, I have never been more proud to be a cat dad. I know that that even my cat has my back when it comes to believing me.
That is gorgeous.
Like, that is so beautiful. I would also be so proud of my cat.
For real. And, like, I live in a neighborhood where there's, like, a lot of stray cats, so there's definitely been times where, like, a cat has pissed on someone's house, and let me say, the smell lingers. It's there for a while.
Oh, God. this... claps to the hat... to the cat. Absolute, amazing, astonishing.
And that's why I love cats.
Me too. Okay, you do the last story, and then let's just wrap things up.
I am honored.
Of course. Go ahead.
Yet again.
Yet again, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm out of stories.
No. I was going to say yet again. This is from r/AmITheDevil.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Am I the asshole for blowing up at my girlfriend because she keeps zoning out? My girlfriend always seems to zone out whenever there is a really long conversation. She zones out if I talk about my day or how work went or even when we're out with friends. And whenever we call attention to this, she always says that it's because it was pretty boring. I asked her if she might have ADHD, and she's trying to make an appointment with a therapist but hasn't been able to do so. And as of yet, she's still looking. Yesterday, we had dinner at my parents' house, and she began drifting off. My dad pointed this out, and she apologized but then did it again. When dinner was over and we drove back, I got really annoyed and yelled at her that she can't just keep saying sorry and expecting me to be cool with it. She told me it was out of her control, and then I said to get it under control then. Today, she's been very quiet and withdrawn, and I am feeling really bad for how I acted. Am I the asshole? Yes, you are.
Absolutely. Like, you're absolutely the biggest asshole on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you girl's trying, but quite obviously, she's trying her best, but just can't do it. So
yeah,
you should support her, not like blow up on her.
Yeah, and like it's a little I would say bold of him to like just be like, do you have ADHD? Because like it can be a variety of different things.
Yeah, and it's rude to like, you know, so sort of rude. Ask that. Okay. And,
like, I zone out quite a lot.
I mean, who doesn't? Like,
for real.
Who doesn't?
So, like, in my humble opinion, fuck off.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, I just scrolled through it again. I just found a really short pro-revenge story, so I'm going to read it.
Yes.
I got my childhood bully arrested. I was bullied repeatedly by this guy when we were kids. I saw on his social media profile he was arrested because his profile picture was of him in one of those visiting cells. I also noticed his last name on the account wasn't the same as when we were kids. I wondered why, so I looked up his original name on the arrest warranty registry, and there was indeed an arrest warrant out for him. It matched his birth date. I reported his social media, and name change anonymously, and got $1,000 from his arrest. My country has an anonymous online report system that gives you a confirmation number to follow up on, and you submit that confirmation number to the location if it results in an arrest. To this day, no one knows I routed his alias to the police. I guess you can say his debt has been paid.
That, I have no words. It's beautiful.
It is absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous. It's shimmering. Exactly.
Absolutely gorge.
Mm-hmm. Like, finger snaps.
Exactly, finger snaps.
Yeah. I love to see petty revenges or revenges in general.
It's, me too.
Delicious.
Okay, so this story wraps it up, I guess. It's going to be enough for today. Again, I apologize that there wasn't an episode last week, but these are busy times.
Yeah. Me and Artie are very, very busy with school.
Yeah, school sucks. But don't drop out. That's not my advice.
Yes.
Be in school.
Graduate. Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And graduate. That's the best I can tell you. But yeah.
And try to study.
Try to study. Don't be a bully. Don't cheat on your husband. And be gay.
Don't be one of those annoying kids who yells in the hallways for no reason.
Exactly. We hate those.
Yes. Absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Again, thank you for listening. And we will see you next week. Bye.
We promise. Bye.